is great because this is what you dream for. You know, you play for this to and you dream about this moment where you get an opportunity to win a football game and play in the ultimate and then to be Super Bowl champions, be the best team in the NFL. You can't help but get excited about this game. And, I mean, the thing is, you just got to lay it on the line. Have to lay it on the line and just go out there and have fun, lay it on the line, because you got to play it like it's the last game ever. And if you do that, you have a great opportunity to win a football game.
The Falcons right now are the top seed in the NFC. Remind people what the stage was like for you all when you all went to Minnesota and played in that game. Did people think that you all were favored, or just describe that scene, set that scene for us?
They were 15-1 at the time. We was 14-2. And we went up to Minnesota, and everybody expected us to lose. They said we didn't have a chance. I think we were a double-digit underdog in that game. And we went out there and played together as a team. We had no doubts that we was going to lose that football game, and we played our hearts out. And as you see, went into overtime, Morton Anderson, arguably the best kicker of all time, kicks the winning field goal, and we're in Miami 2 weeks later.
When you look at the Falcons right now, top team in the NFC, but they're at least 5-point underdogs, at least from the latest numbers that we've seen. What do you think it is nationally about the way the Falcons are viewed?
Well, I don't know what it is. I guarantee you, if they would have blew Seattle out, I know that's last game, but if they would have blew Seattle out, they'd probably been a five-point, you know, favorite. You know, it's just the respect, you know, the disrespect that they get around the league, but at the same time, they win the football games. They won the NFC home field advantage with the best record, and the thing is that they are the best team in the NFC, and they'll prove it again.
As a player, does that really bother you at all? Does that?
You use that as a motivator. You use it as a motivator to go out there and prove to people that you are the best team. And you always try to find something that gives you that little edge. And I guarantee you, being a 5-point underdog in your home stadium, when you're the best team in the NFC, is giving that Falcon team an edge.
Falcons were sort of viewed now, in a way, the way that you all were viewed coming into the game against Minnesota.
It was, you know what, the similarities are scary. They're very scary about this team and that 98 team. I mean, it's just the way the season has gone for them is almost identical to the way the season went for us. And it's just amazing to see the comparisons. And with that being said, you know, I have a good feeling. I have a really good feeling.
When you compare the strengths of your Falcon team that got to the Super Bowl to this Falcons team, what's similar, what's different?
Well, you know, I haven't been in a locker room with them, but I can tell you this much, is that 98 team that we went to the Super Bowl, we liked each other. We really, truly liked being around each other. We liked going to work every day. And I can see the same things with this team, but at the same time, you know, we can run the football, we can throw the football. This team can do the same thing. Came up, I mean, we didn't have a great defense, but we had a defense that created opportunities for the offense. We had a great special team. We had a great kicker. We had a great kick returner, Tim DeWight. So you got a lot of similarities there, and I think this team has the ability to go on and do great things, hopefully, you know, win the Super Bowl. But you got to take one game at a time.
Final question. If you had a chance to talk to this Falcons team, any piece of advice you would give them, or you think they know it all at this point?
You know what? There's not many guys in that locker room have been in this situation before. I think it would be good, you know, if someone has been in this situation, if I had a chance to tell them, hey, man, no negative thoughts, no doubts. The ticket business is over with. It's time to just prepare, get tuned into this game. No outside distractions. Go have fun.